USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Ida has weakened to a tropical depression, bringing sustained winds of 35 miles an hour, heavy rainfall, and the threat of flash flooding as it moves over Mississippi. The storm is expected to bring up to a foot of rain in some areas as it continues to track through central and northeast Mississippi into the Tennessee Valley on Tuesday and the central Appalachians on Wednesday. More than a million people in Louisiana are still without power, according to Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. He said Monday evening that electricity is practically non-existent for most people in southeast Louisiana and that 25,000 linemen are in the state working to restore power. The Louisiana Department of Health has also confirmed that a second person has died in the storm. The department said in a Monday evening tweet that a man drowned in his vehicle when he tried to drive through floodwaters near I-10 in New Orleans. And residents of the resort city of South Lake Tahoe have been ordered to evacuate as the Calder wildfire bears down on the popular vacation destination. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.